Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earle, and I'll be your speaker today. Today we're looking at the Christian influence in his community. This is an important topic because people within the community judge the church by the individual members of the church and by the lives they live. The Christian is to live in such a way in his community that no one will judge him in a negative way or speak reproachfully against him, 1 Timothy 5 and verse 14. Man is a social being, and as such, the Christian is a part of the community in which he lives. If a person is normal, he will live with and among people. A Christian cannot afford to go out of the world or excuse himself from society and live the life of a hermit. In John 17 and verse 15, the Bible says, hear Christ speaking, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. And so we have to live in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. Let's look next at some things a Christian must know and practice to put forth a good influence in the community. The Christian must live his religion and practice what he teaches, what he professes. A man who operated a service station will not close it on Sundays. One Sunday, he tried to talk to one of his customers about the church. After listening, the operator spoke eloquently about the church. The customer replied, if it, the church, means so much to you, why aren't you there now? Yes, we must live what we advocate. We must practice what we preach. We find this same idea in Acts chapter 1. And verse 1. In Acts 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and to teach. Christ not only said things, but he also did things. Notice the words there, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. We must prove the profession that we are Christians by our performance. It is not what we eat, but what we digest that makes us strong. It is not what we say, but what we live that makes us genuine Christians. The world soon loses respect for a hypocritical, in-name-only church member. Such an individual is a stumbling block, as we find in Matthew 23, and verse 13. And here Christ says, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. The idea there being that we will hinder others if we are living a hypocritical life. And you can't build churches out of stumbling blocks. If you want a neighbor to see what Christ can do for him, let him see what Christ has done for you. We see next that Christian must portray a friendly disposition. If you look at Proverbs chapter 18, in Proverbs chapter 18 and looking at verse 24, here the Bible says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Snobbishness and discourtesy are bushels that hide a Christian's influence for good. Consider this statement, a cold shoulder does not attract warm friends. The Christian must refrain from neighborhood gossip. We find this same idea in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 13. And here the Bible says, and besides, they learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Gossiping, sometimes called hoof and mouth disease, hoofing it over the neighbors and mouthing, has never built a church or a community, but has torn many of them asunder. We have more respect, some have said, we have more respect for the woman who sweeps dirt under the rug than over the back fence of a neighbor. Let us avoid having the problem of spreading rumors or starting rumors. Recently, a non-Christian said to her Christian employer, after having watched for some time the behavior of the many Christians who patronize the business, that is, those customers, she said, these people never talk about each other. This is wonderful. This is the way it should be. These Christians were letting their light shine in their community. We thank you for listening to Exhortations. We hope you have a great week, and you'll join us again here next time for another episode of Exhortations.